also Flemington. Rob Nicholson was out at Caulfield. How are you, Rob?
Not too bad, Nadia. Certainly a little bit quieter this week at Flemington, but hopefully it'll certainly pick up next week for the Guineas and the Caulfield Cup in the next couple of weeks.
Okay, well, let's talk a little bit about some of the highlights. And first of all, for Mick Price, he's got runners in most of the features over the weekend.
Yeah, he's got Grunt and Mighty Boss will saddle up in the Group 1 Turnbull Stakes and take on Winks. Obviously, Grunt wasn't super impressive on Sunday. He just wobbled around the turn as he does at Caulfield and never really was in line to win at any stage. He is about a 10-length better horse at Flemington. He's undefeated there, and I would expect him to be highly competitive over the 2,000 against the rest of the field. I think he might have a little bit of trouble maintaining that undefeated record against Winks, but stranger things have happened, Nadia. He is very, very good there. He's also joined by Mighty Boss, as I said, and he was pretty good running last start, and he had a nice gallop this morning over a mile. Just worked evens and really improved from the last 1,000, and his last 400 was super impressive running home in 23.8. So going fairly nicely, and was on the steeple grass just on his own, and he's one horse that will run very nicely. Mick's got Forbidden Palace and California Honey. They're both going to run around in the Maribyrnong Trial Stakes on Saturday. That's very striking, Forbidden Palace. Looks very similar in colour and mane to... I've just forgotten. We've got him here, Mighty Boss. Sorry, yeah, he's hard to forget, but I forgot his name. they look very, very similar, and Forbidden Palace worked quite nicely this morning, worked in company over 800 metres and hit the line quite stylishly. I'd expect him to run quite nicely on Saturday. He ran the 800 metres in evens and came home in 24.48. California Honey's a horse that worked this morning alongside Lord Sundowner, who's won at city level, and the pair worked 800 metres in evens as well, and they improved to run home their last 400 metres in 24.22. Very good work by both, and I'd expect them to both run quite nicely on the weekend, Nadia. Obviously, being debutantes, you're taking on trust, but I'd probably go just with Forbidden Palace, although he ran a little slower this morning. He looks a nice big type of colt and should run well. John Sadler's got a horse in the same race, and I'd expect it to run very well as well. Filly called Song Brocade. It worked over 800 in 52.09 and home the last 400 in 25.11 on the steeplegrass. So they're probably the three main ones in the Maribyrnong Trial, Nadia, that should run well. Back to Mick, we've also got a couple looking to run on Friday night in Downhearted and Persuader. Persuader worked 1,000 metres in evens and home the last 400 in 24.33. Downhearted ran 1,200 on the steeplegrass. Its last 1,000 metres in a nice 1:05.19 and home the last 400 in 23.33, about a second quicker than Persuader. Holy Snow is going to go around on Sunday in the Bairnsdale Cup. It worked this morning with Divine Unicorn from Matt Dunn's stable, who will contest the Group 1 Turnbull also, Nadia, and they worked over 1,200 metres on the steeplegrass and ran a very nice time of 1:16 flat and came home the last 400 metres in 23.27. Divine Unicorn looked in terrific order this morning, and I think you'll see a much better performance at Flemington on Saturday if the horse does go around against Winks and Grunt and Mighty Boss. But look, obviously wasn't terrific at Caulfield last start, but should improve. Holy Snow's obviously a horse that's won in town and has run very well in better grades, and I think you'll be super competitive on Sunday in the Bairnsdale Cup.
Okay, and also Matt Dunn, he's got a couple of other horses running around too.
I think he's got a couple, but his main focus was, as I said this morning, Divine Unicorn in the Turnbull, and really, really good with Holy Snow. Was probably just found wanting at Caulfield, didn't handle the track, I don't think. And look, Flemington certainly right up its alley, and if it can really knuckle down and run home the sort of sectionals it's been showing on the track, it's track work, it should be super competitive again on the weekend.
And also Kieran Maher, Dave Eustace, they've got runners everywhere.
They do. They had a terrific winner up there in Sydney on the weekend called Dubious, and were narrowly went down with Right or Wrong, who's been running quite nicely since going around this preparation. But they send Viseo up to Sydney in the Group 1 Spring Champion Stakes. It worked really nicely this morning over 1,000 metres on the steeplegrass in a minute 5.72, and came home the last 400 under his own steam in 23.51. I think he'll be very competitive. Has won a couple of times already, and is pretty much guaranteed a spot in the Derby if he chooses to accept it. So going along very nicely indeed. Yearlong January is a horse that will go around at Flemington in the Poseidon for Maher and Eustace, and it worked over 800 metres in 51 and a quarter this morning, and came home the last 400 in 23.55. Is undefeated at this stage, and does step up quite significantly in grade, but going along very well and looks a nice type of horse. Should run well. Was ridden by Michael Walker this morning, and he seemed fairly pleased with what was underneath him. He's also got Yulong Meteor and Not a Single Cent nominated for the UCI Stakes on Saturday at listed level. Yulong Meteor has been in terrific form and was running home fairly strongly on Wednesday. Flemington should run really, really well. Ran 800 metres in 52 and home the last 425 in more a maintenance gallop than anything else. While Not a Single Cent will need to improve a fair bit on what he's been showing so far, he's finalised his preparation down the beach this morning, Nadia, and should go a lot better at Flemington. Did win the VRC sires there, so certainly capable of putting in a good run at headquarters. They've got Bonsaway nominated to run in the Gilgai Stakes at Group 2 level, and was very good this morning over 800 metres in 50.83, home the last 400 in 23.06. Was a real eye-catching run last start at Caulfield when it was last on the turn, and really made up significant ground to fly home into fourth. Was only 1.6 lengths away from the eventual winner, and they were delighted with the way he returned. If he does go around, I'd expect him to be super competitive on Saturday, Nadia. And they've also got Aloysia likely to line up in either the Blazer Stakes at Group 2 level or the Paris Lane at listed level. She worked on Sunday morning before the Underwood race day and went on the course proper over 800 metres in 51.34 and came home her last 400 metres in a tick over 23.5. So she looks to be going along quite nicely, maybe keeping her to the shorter distances after trying to get her out over the much longer distances last preparation. She looks to be bouncing around quite nicely, and all reports from the trainers are that she's ticking all the boxes. They've also got Lagerfeld, who's likely to run around on Friday night at Mooney Valley, and it finalised its preparation alongside Not a Single Cent down at the beach this morning, Nadia. So plenty of horses to light there. I think Yulong Meteor, Viseo and Bonsaway look certainly the ones to follow. Aloysia, I'd probably have a good look at her, but maybe if you wanted to have a little leech way nibble on her, I wouldn't dissuade you from doing that either.
Okay. You mentioned Song Brocade for John Sadler, but he's also got Big Night Out entered in the Poseidon Stakes.
He does. It's going to be stepping up in level, but was a winner on debut. Probably didn't quite run as well last start, but worked quite nicely this morning over 1,000 metres, Nadia, on the steeplegrass in a minute 5.75, and was just asked to come home under his own steam the last 400 in 25.25. I'd expect the horse to run quite nicely. The Song Brocade's a horse that I think can be very competitive, and John seemed fairly pleased with both of them going into the weekend, but I think he might be favouring Song Brocade to be the better of his two runners on the weekend, Nard.
Okay, fair enough. Philip Stokes?
Philip Stokes, he's got More Than Exceed set to line up in the Poseidon. It worked very nicely this morning, over 1,000 metres in a minute, 6.34, home the last 400 in good time of 23.88, keeping a little bit in the tank for the weekend, I'd suggest. Wasn't the best run, but wasn't the worst run last start. Probably expected it to run a little bit better on its work, and hopefully it can bounce back after winning it in Adelaide prior to that. So I'd expect More Than Exceed to bounce back and run very well at Flemington.
So that's More Than Exceed. And also Tony Vassell, he's got Power of Attorney going around. He scratched his horse from a few meetings recently.
Yeah, he ran around on Friday night at Moonee Valley and came home and ran a nice fifth, was rattling home quite well on Friday night at the Valley, and just giving it a quiet week. We'll decide, obviously, tonight or tomorrow morning whether to run in the UCI Stakes. But on its last couple of runs, it certainly looks to be a staying prospect for Tony, and hopefully it can get a run and possibly put in another good performance. At Moonee Valley on Friday night, a couple of others that are going around. Rock Hard drops back in grade and worked very well over 800 yesterday morning in 52, home the last 400 in 24. Colin Scott's got a horse, Desidero, going around. He's very pleased with the horse. Chris Caserta to ride, claiming two, and worked 1,200 on the Polly and even home in a leisurely 26. And Nick Ryan's going to run Mahamedes. Worked very well at Moonee Valley yesterday morning, over 1,000 metres in a minute 8, and home the last 400 in 24.5. So plenty to like about the weekend, Nadia.
Definitely. What do you think of the main horses to take out of this morning?
I certainly think that you can follow Grunt back at Flemington, maybe have him a Quinella horse with Winks. Can't see too many getting close to her, unfortunately, for all the runners in the race. Divine Unicorn could be another one that could be a top three contender. I think that you can go well with Viseo up in Sydney. I think Bonzaway, Yulong Meteor and Aloysia can run very well for the Mar Stable. And I think that Song Brocade, More Than Exceed, and possibly Mahamedes can be the other horses you can have a bet on over the weekend.
Wonderful. Thanks, Rob.
Thanks, Nadia.
There's Rob Nicholson for followers of our track work session. You might remember last week Warren Huntley told us that the best performances were Vidora and also Santa Ana Lane. And